Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos that we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful, clean, and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dum-dum.
That is either a delirious Tanya or a Tanya that somehow got enough sleep after a weekend in NYC.
Got enough sleep. Don't think it made up for the lack of sleep in NYC. So it's definitely a delusional. Delirious.
Delirium.
Delirium, yeah.
Delusion is your baseline. Delirium is what happens when you're...
Lack of sleep.
Yes.
Yes.
And gluten full.
Yes. Gluten filled.
You're just going to let me say delusion is your base and not even like question it?
No.
Dang. Not
checks
fully
out.
Accepting. Yeah.
No rebuttal from anyone in the room.
No.
All right, great.
Baseline.
How was it? I love New York. Do you love New York?
I love New York. Mm-hmm. It was magical. But, well, no, first of all, okay. We have to back up because okay. There's so much stuff that happened this past week.
Yes. So much happened. What happened?
You went out two times in one day with your new best friend, Daisy, from The Bachelor.
Okay, this is where social media can really be deceiving to people, right? Because I did go to two events in one day, which I rarely go to any events these days because I'm just lazy as hell. And I, for some reason, was like, why not do two in one day? Actually, what happened was Amanda had invited me to her Show Me Your Moo Moo collection launch, mm-hmm. and it was in Costa Mesa. So I drove down there to support her. And that was really fun because I haven't seen the Show Me Your Moo Moo girls in so long. And they were my first brand that I worked with post Bachelor. And it was when flower crowns were in. So I went and did a photo shoot and I was just decked out in flower crowns. I've never felt better about myself and pulled up some of those photos and was
reminiscing,
humbled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, it was really fun. And then the night before, Tyler Cameron had DM'd me and was like, hey, I'm having a launch for my show tomorrow night. If you it's like a launch party event. Here's the invite if you want to come.
He sent me that too. He texted it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw his name pop up in my phone. I was like, why is Tyler Cameron texting me? It wasn't just an invite. The flyer.
Yeah, the flyer. The
flyer, yeah.
So I was like, great, would love to. And so I saw Daisy at the event, Show Me Your Moo Moo thing. Didn't know she was going to be there. It was my first time meeting her. She is absolutely a ray of sunshine. Just a little doll. You didn't watch the show, but... We're trying to get her on the podcast, so you'll get to meet her.
Nice.
And then we were messaging on Instagram, and I was going to invite her because I was going to just have a plus one for Tyler's thing. And I was like, oh, what are you doing tonight? And she goes, oh, I'm going to this launch party for Tyler Cameron's new show. And I was like, I'll be there. See you there. So we just saw each other. So it wasn't like we were just hanging out all night and went to the event, which I would have done that. Mm-hmm. It's just not what happened. Mm-hmm. And why does that matter?
It's just, it's interesting. It made me realize how mature I have grown because I did not get jealous seeing those photos.
But if it had been Allie or JoJo, she cannot confirm or deny.
Cannot confirm nor deny, but it made me feel like I am becoming securely attached.
But there
in
is
my
a tone of jealousy in your voice throughout this conversation.
No, not at all.
Was cool, happy for cucumber.
Was happy for you and Daisy and your 24-hour excursion together. It was so cute.
Yeah. So that was that.
We have to get Daisy on the podcast because you told me one thing that literally made me laugh out loud, which was that she said she grew up watching you on The Bachelor.
Oh my God. It was so cute.
And we did the math and it was like, she was 15 when Becca was on The Bachelor.
Oh, dude.
And she said, so at the beginning of the season, I had messaged her and I said something like, you have lied about you. Like, I can't wait to watch the season, whatever. So he DM'd back and forth a little bit. And then when that night at Tyler's event, she goes, I just wanted to say it meant so much to me when you reached out. Cause like, I remember watching you when I was
growing up.
And it hit like there was a beat of like, oh my God, it's fine. Embrace it. But it did make me kind of laugh just because of the conversations we've been having.
I know.
About,
and I was like, honestly, it couldn't have come at a better time that you've now accepted your millennialness.
Right,
because I
right.
feel like if she had said that 2 weeks prior, you would have like spiraled. Yeah.
I would have spiraled, but it was still funny. It also is so weird because that was it almost feels like a different person. Like even when I think about details about certain things during that time in my life, it's all fuzzy kind of.
Oh, join the club.
So with just like me accepting my millennialism, my memory is fading.
Yeah.
And but it was really cute because she just said it so sweetly and innocently.
I know. And it was like daggers.
Dang. Yeah. When you were younger, huh?
When I was in high school, I used to watch you.
My freshman year of high school, loved you on The Bachelor.
When my mom was breastfeeding me, I remember watching you on The Bachelor.
I remember hearing the sounds.
Your voice is so comforting to me now.
My parents watch you on The Bachelor.
Literally. Her mom probably was more of the Bachelor group that was watching watching my seasons. But yeah, she's just so sweet. And everyone's like, get her on the podcast. We're trying.
We're getting her. Last thing we do.
If it's the last podcast she does.
Yes, we are getting her.
Something else that was really interesting that happened over the week was I was on a walk and I'm a very paranoid walker. Like I'm always checking to see if someone's behind me. And in fact, I think they have glasses now that you can get and they have like rear view mirrors.
Yeah.
I think I might get some of those. Don't know how stylish they are, but
it sucks that you have to think about that way, but I understand. It's
right.
Smart.
Yeah. So you just got to be aware. Especially
come over to my side. Just delusion.
No.
Walk unabashedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Especially like all the people in New York, there were all these people getting punched in the face in New York. Did you see this? They were looking down at their phone. And so anyways, I'm on guard and I'm walking back home and I feel someone behind me. I'm sorry, my nipple cover's falling off. Hurry.
Why are you wearing a nipple cover with that?
Because you'd see my nipples.
But why aren't you wearing a bra?
I never wear a bra. Oh,
okay.
Anyways, so I'm walking. I feel someone running behind me. So I turn and it's just a guy and I'm like, oh, he's just jogging. He's going to pass me, right? I hear him again. So I turn around and he's like out of breath and he's like, hi. And he's in jeans and a top. So he's not like in athletic wear. And he goes, I saw you walk by back there and I thought you were really pretty and I didn't want to let you go without saying hello. And this guy's very normal. Like, I'm not freaked out by him at all.
Okay.
And so I go, oh, that's really nice. And he goes, I was wondering if I could get your number. Just bold move right off the bat. And I go, oh, that's so nice. But I have a girlfriend. And he goes, I'm talking. He goes, you're gay? And I go, well,
hands on his head.
Yeah, hands on the head. Couldn't believe it. And I go, well, I guess not technically. I'm bi technically, but I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years. And he goes, wow, I never would have guessed.
Oh my God.
I know. I know.
I go, oh yeah. And I was like, well, thanks for saying hi. And I go to walk off and he goes, are you sure you don't want a boyfriend?
Wow.
And I go, yeah, I'm good. Thanks. And it was just the most.
So what, you weren't waving your rainbow flag, yeah, blasting Tegan and Sarah?
Right, like, right, right.
Come on.
I was just like, this is so funny because it's so weird how, and I think I used to think that way, that there was this stereotype of how it looked to be gay, you know?
Right.
So, but it was so funny to have someone say that to me. And in this year of 2024.
Right, right. You're like, yes, I left my rainbow tube socks at home. Thank you. So sorry. Won't let it happen again.
At first, I was kind of like, wow, this guy, you know, we complain that guys don't make the first move these days. Like, this guy's just putting it out there. But then every other word he said, his stock dropped dramatically in my mind.
And it wasn't, I will say, he wasn't rude about it. He genuinely was like shocked. He just said what came to his mind. But I was telling Haley later that night, and she goes, does it feel good to get hit on like that?
Yeah.
And I was
yeah,
but at the same time, it was such a funny interaction that, like,
my God, if that would have happened to me, I would have walked around like the Rizzler the rest of the day.
The Rizzler.
Yeah. Rizzler. I'd be like, hey, with the little guns in the air. Hey, yeah.
The old Rizzler.
The old Rizzler. Walking down the street.
Yeah, because when you get right down to it, it's just a compliment.
Yeah.
Just a compliment.
And that's how you
should
take it.
And he didn't say anything. I did not take it personally that he was shocked that I had a girlfriend. You know, I didn't feel personally attacked by that. It was just such a funny, like, shocked reaction. And then the one part was like, are you sure you don't want a boyfriend? Because that's a whole
thing.
It's
a little
annoying, guys not respecting when you say you have a girlfriend. It's like, well, you just haven't met the right guy.
Yeah. But I feel like he would have done that even if you said I had a boyfriend. He would have been like,
no.
Yes. Guys are so like, ugh.
Yeah, he could have been like, are you sure you don't want another one?
Yeah. I only want two. Yeah. I could be better.
So yeah, you being the Rizzler is so funny.
By the way, we must have some people who are good at art. Can you make Tanya into the superhero or supervillain, the Rizzler?
No, you have to have the little like.
Let me see if I can get AI to do that while we're having this
ChatGPT.
Right, well, there are a lot of image generators now. Let me see what I can do. Yeah, we should follow up on the Riz conversation from last week because there was a lot of comments on that.
The Rizzler name was, I laughed out loud at the Rizzler.
The Rizzler
when you
was pretty good.
Said the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Some of the comments that I really loved was, Tanya is the Rizziest.
That's right.
This
the Rizzler came from a scrubber, by the way. It did not originate from me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, it's not a Tanya original.
No.
Yeah.
She's playing a made-up game for sure. If you're the Delulu friend, you don't have Riz. Sorry, Tanya. Love ya.
That's right.
The
That's
audacity.
Becca has Riz for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
My burner account. Just kidding. I need Sierra to text the boys for a week.
Someone Sierra's said, good. Sierra's got
the
game.
Yeah, Sierra's got the Riz.
Sierra's got the Riz.
Someone said, gotta say, I think Haley and Robbie have the Riz.
Rude.
Robbie said Riz for days with a Z, which just feels like supportive energy from him.
Wait, by the way, we're at the airport yesterday and he was eating his banana at the airport and he goes, it's like nature's popsicle. And I was like, I love you. This is why I'm marrying you.
It's just that
we're just one and the same.
Have found a better match for you.
No.
Like, how Hinge needs to sponsor your wedding.
I couldn't have found, honestly, a better match for myself. Nature's
also,
popsicle.
Yeah,
is so
it's
good.
Not.
It's
because
not.
A popsicle is cold and refreshing.
Yeah, and a banana is like mushy and like grimy. Leaves your teeth all grimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even you agree it's not.
I do agree.
Yeah, well.
And they constipate you. It's like nobody wants that.
So the task that you were assigned was to ask Robbie's two boys.
Yes.
Ages?
12 and 9.
If you have Riz.
Yes.
And you got some feedback.
12-year-old said, no, absolutely not. None whatsoever.
Like, no conversation needed.
No, it was just like, no. And I was like, no. And he was like, no. Okay. 9-year-old said, a little bit. I have a little bit.
He's still so sweet.
Yeah.
He's just the soft side.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to put that in my back pocket.
A little bit. A
little bit of Riz.
The Rizzler with a little bit of Riz.
The Rizzler adjacent. Well, let me tell you, I had some Riz in New York City because your girl was popping off.
Got hit on?
Well, no.
Oh.
Just living life. You know, like living.
It was the Rizzler living life.
Yes.
Yes.
I went full force. First of all, it was so cute because we show up. We went for Sophia. It was her birthday weekend, but it was more about she's been filming this movie in New York, so I just haven't seen her in like over 2 months. So we went out there and we all stayed with her in her like apartment, which was so cute. And she got keys made for all of us. So like all next to each one of our bedside tables was like a key to the apartment, which was like so cute.
So thoughtful.
And she had put, you know, when you like you write on the mirror, like you can write on mirrors. She wrote little hearts in everybody's bathrooms and like, I love you guys. And then she got all of our favorite snacks that she put in. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so.
Hostess with the mostest.
It was really, really cute. So we like showed up to all that. Just Paulina got sweatshirts made. Robbie made t-shirts. So it was like a really fun, like I felt like we were like the Friends cast all weekend. Just like.
Y'all were like Disney. It was kind of like going to Disneyland vibes.
Yeah. We were like rizzing it all over New York City. You know what I mean? Like
you were shedding your riz left and right.
Rizzing it here, rizzing it there. And we did like a pizza tour. By the way, I just went full gluten, like just full gluten over the weekend. And we did like a pizza taste test at all these different places.
Yeah.
I met a scrubber at one of the pizza places.
Cute.
So cute. And she ended up being on my flight back home.
Okay.
So I saw her on the plane, which was like very funny and cute. But did all these pizza taste testings, went on a boat to go see the Statue of Liberty, went to like clubs. Like we were like dancing till 4 a.m. I lost my voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
You lived. You were living.
Living.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I'm exhausted.
Like, yeah.
Fully. But so worth it. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
It was very worth it.
That's what we have to remember.
When we do things. Yeah.
When we're feeling tired and like we don't want to do things, we have to remember that it's worth it.
I think last night I went to bed around 7:45. Mm-hmm. And I think if I do it again one more night tonight, I think tomorrow I'll feel back to normal again, back to myself. Mm-hmm. But it was totally worth it. And I locked in a bridesmaid over the weekend.
Wow. Just one.
Just one. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, because Sophia is living out there for a little bit, I wanted to do it in person with her. Mm-hmm. But the rest of my crew, I'm going to do together.
And she said yes.
And she said yes.
Great.
Yeah. She said yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What did it take to keep you out till 4 a.m.? Because at the bachelor party, you went to bed rather early. So what does it take to keep you out?
I think the time difference, because it was...
One
in LA, but I was very pushing it. We were home by like 2, but then I did all my bridesmaid stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Middle of the night.
Yes.
Middle of the night bridesmaid proposal.
Yes, at the middle of the night.
Wow.
But I think it was the time difference and everything. We didn't start everything until later.
Okay.
So I was like sleeping in later. Gotcha. Everything was just kind of like later.
All right. Just seeing what it takes.
Yeah. But it was not easy. 2 o'clock was like, the first night was okay. Mm-hmm. The second night I was like, it was hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
You really lived.
I know, but it really threw off my whole week because Sundays I like to meal prep and I did not have any time to meal prep. So this morning I was trying to pack my bag for work and I didn't have food. I didn't have coffee. Like I was like, ah.
Oh no. What could you do that today?
Yes, it's going to happen today. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be right back. I was like worried about, yeah.
Yeah.
Hop right back into it.
Don't you worry.
Well, something else that happened over the weekend was Coachella, and I had a little FOMO for the first time ever in my life
Coachella,
but I think we should talk about that after a break.
Okay.
Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar in Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC, terms apply.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right. So Coachella happened this weekend. And when I say I never feel FOMO about Coachella ever, because I have always associated my only times going to Coachella were for work things. So I've never associated it with like
fun,
just fun.
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, so fun.
And when I went, I had fun. But when I think about Coachella, I think of work and brands and, you know, that's like my mindset about it. And I saw this TikToker talking about how it's not cool this year to go to Coachella, or it's like not trendy because it's mostly just influencers going with brands, so it's considered to be work. And so this girl stitched the video, and she was saying she was in the airport heading to Coachella, and she was saying like, I think for influencers, influencers are so out of touch with reality, which we talk about this all the time. Like the experiences we get, the people we get to meet, it's our world to the point where we almost are jaded about it.
Right.
And she was saying how it's like Coachella is the most exciting weekend of the year for her and her friends because they take off work. They work, you know, 9-to-5 jobs.
Oh, yeah. Grinding,
hustling.
It.
They plan their outfits. And they're so excited to go and listen to music, dance in the field, whatever. And it really was like a perspective shift for me because I watched all the content from Coachella this year and I didn't feel like I saw as much branded stuff. Like it felt like people were just having the best time and they were
really?
Like,
it felt so branded to me.
Really? Maybe yeah. My album.
Bumble, Patron. I mean,
they have the Revolve parties and
Fest,
stuff,
it's but all branded.
I didn't see. No. I'm saying I saw all that stuff. I'm just saying I didn't see a lot of content that was like, I'm staying at the blah, blah, blah. And here's the product that I'm using it. It felt more organic and it felt like people were just having fun there. That's what it felt like to me. And then something about Lana Del Rey coming in on that motorcycle entrance. I was like, that was so epic and iconic. And then Taylor Swift being there with Travis.
Okay, so it's funny that you say that because I had people boots on the ground at Coachella that said Lana's set was so snoozy.
Snoozy.
Snoozy. Wow.
Until Billy.
Until
right?
Billy.
Like Billy
but
saved it.
Saved it. Yeah. Billy saved the day, but it was still Snoozy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so crazy because TikTok made me feel like it was the greatest Coachella set of all time.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Boots on the ground.
What did Boots on the Ground say aside from that?
Everything else was like high vibes.
But Lana's music is snooze. I mean, I don't think Lana's music is high energy.
It's an interesting choice. Right. But I have so many questions. So I did not feel, I don't think I feel FOMO unless it has to do with the people that I love. So like if you were at Coachella with like JoJo and Ali, I would have been like, I needed to be there.
I could be
at an airport with.
I could be at a dumpster yard.
Yes.
And you would feel FOMO.
Yes.
If I was with the right people.
Correct. Correct. So like, I don't really feel FOMO about like
experiences
unless people that I love are at them.
Right.
That's when I feel FOMO. But so I didn't really feel FOMO from Coachella because I also feel like I could like see what was going on.
Yeah.
But I have so many questions about the Taylor and Travis logistics of it all, because even if you have artist pass, you have the best VIP passes that you can possibly get. It's
There's
a
people.
Lot of walking. It's a lot of people. They were in a sea of people without what seemed to be bodyguards around. But there's no way. They must have had bodyguards in the crowd somewhere. We just didn't see them on the video. Like they like were told to like blend in.
Yeah.
There's no way they were just out there the way they were, right?
No chance.
No chance.
Also, Travis is a big guy though. So I think she also probably feels safe.
Yeah, being, but like
but she's
any big guy out. Gets clocked from behind is not a big guy anymore.
She's not going anywhere without her security team.
Right. But she really did a good job blending in because I could not. I looked at videos from the left, from the right, from the front, from the back, and I could not spot any security guards.
Yeah, I felt so giddy watching the videos of them. More than anything
like
else
like
I've seen.
It feels like she's a teenager living out her like fantasy of life.
Yeah.
Like I always feel like Taylor Swift wanted to be the cheerleader with the jock boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's living that fantasy out now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you see the video where he like wraps his arms around her and then has her by the head? His...
No. Who posted it?
I've seen it everywhere. It's so cute. I'm going to see if I can find it. I'll send it to you.
Like she's swaddled by him.
Yes. And she looks like, you know, when you can feel, she almost just looks so relaxed. And in that moment of being around, like engulfed by people and there's so many people around, it just felt like she was just.
Felt safe.
Listen. Yeah. Felt safe.
Wow.
It was so cute.
I don't even feel safe in those crowds. I can't imagine if I were Taylor Swift, I'd be like one eye in the back of my head, like what's going on?
I think I think her security team's so locked in that she just, and like I said, you got a 6'5" giant standing over you behind you.
Did you feel like most people, I feel like the vibe was try less, not yes. try harder, try less. Like everybody was in like hoodies and jeans. Hats, like there was no like G-strings with like the high boots and the lace bras. Like
I saw a few of those, but yeah.
I mean, you're always gonna get your typical like Coachella vibe, but I felt like in terms of at least the celebrities that I saw that usually are wearing like bikini tops and chaps were in like hoodies and jeans.
Yeah, but I feel like the celebrities normally do less.
No,
it's always way more the influencers doing more.
No way.
I think so.
The Kylie Jenners and the Hailey Biebers of the world and the Kendall
Jenners.
They're
always way more low key than the influencers.
No.
For
and the Gigi Hadids, they were always.
Okay, that was like 2017. I'm talking about the recent
whatever.
Few years.
I'm just saying that I feel as though there's been a big shift.
That's the FOMO I felt. So I agree
with
you.
Like the baggier the jean, the cooler these days. There was a girl at the airport. She had to take her belt off for the security and she took it off and her pants fell and she literally had to like hold them as she was walking through the security line because they were that baggy.
Yeah.
I was like, do I need some of those?
Can you please? That's giving Rizzler energy.
What, the baggy jeans?
Was
yeah.
A super tight belt.
Super tight belt. Yeah. So it just looked like a blob. Cinched at the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is what AI came up with. You'll have to go to our Instagram for this, but this is what they.
This is the Rizzler?
This is the Rizzler comic book cover.
Oh my God. My boobs are huge.
Wow. They're honestly.
By the way, that was not part of my prompt.
Is that me?
It's supposed to be you,
oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like the Rizzler's more like. Is it the Joker I'm thinking of?
Yeah, you're thinking of?
Of
the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Yes. So I photoshopped Tanya's face onto the Riddler.
Yes, that is the Riddler.
Why do I look like JoJo Siwa?
It's
that
a slippery
my face?
Slope. That's your face.
That does it not look like JoJo Siwa's
That's
face?
That's the Rizzler. Well, I know. See, Mark's is what you think you are is the Rizzler. This is what you really are is the Rizzler.
Is your face on Jim Carrey's Riddler from Batman Forever?
Oh my god, so good.
That is so good.
But yeah, I agree. I felt like that's what it was about Coachella that felt different this year. It felt like it was just low key. Everyone was just having a blast, not trying too hard.
So if you had FOMO, there is another weekend coming up this weekend. Will you go to Coachella weekend too?
No, because
tickets are still available.
You just made me realize something is that unless I was with people that were super excited to be there and we were all on the same page of when we were going to go. And here's the thing. I know that there was a lot of dust and heat and a lot of walking, and I probably would have been absolutely miserable, but it just looked fun this year.
Yeah.
So maybe FOMO is not the word. It's not like I needed to be there. It was just more like, wow, that actually looked like a good time.
You know
this
what
year.
We could do? The stream is like really good. We could watch it together on stream and okay. wear like chaps and stuff.
Just get desert ready.
Yeah.
Photoshop ourselves.
Yeah. Not Photoshop. Like we could live stream ourselves.
No, we could literally put ourselves, take some photos and put us in front of the Ferris wheel. No one would ever know.
No.
True.
Would never know.
We'll get Ashley on that with her Photoshop skills.
Perfect. She's great.
By the way,
I saw Maura Higgins was there and I was like, ah, she's a Love Island UK star.
Never leaves. All of us looked at each other like.
Never leaves the pond. And I saw photos of her in front of the Ferris wheel. And I was like, that was my chance to get her on the podcast. She was in the vicinity of Burbank.
Boots on the ground could have happened.
Yeah.
Made it happen. I don't know who the boots were, but.
Yeah, boots on the ground could have made some things happen. So anyways.
All right. Well,
I did not have FOMO. Felt like I saw it all. Saw what I needed to see. But I do have a theory that Taylor is going to come out during Lana's set
next weekend. Because her album's coming out.
Correct. Tortured. There was just too much going on at the Grammys between Lana and Taylor for it just to end there.
Well, also, it's the day that Taylor's album comes out.
Correct.
Is
the
Friday.
Tortured Poets
Department. I want to know, just based on the track list, what you predict your favorite song from the album is going to be.
I'm usually pretty spot on when I guess these things.
The Rizzler is confident.
Yeah, the Rizzler is spitting all over.
Fortnite featuring Post Malone, The Tortured Poets Department, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, Down Bad, So Long London, But Daddy, I Love Him, Fresh Out the Slammer, Florida featuring Florence and the Machine, Guilty as Sin, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, Love of My Life.
Oh, that's what that stands for?
I tell you this all the time on Instagram. I'll post a picture of Haley and put LOML, and you always go, what is that?
Oh, I guess LOML.
I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, The Alchemy, and Clara Bow? What's your guess? Clara Bow?
So I think my least favorite song is going to be So Long London.
Oh, why?
I hate London Boy. And so I'm just equating the two since they have London in the title.
Okay. Okay. I think it's going to be sad.
So I think that one's going to be my least favorite.
Okay.
And I think Fortnite is going to be my favorite.
Clara Bow is an actress from the 20s. So I'm curious about that one.
Interesting. Okay.
With a close second of But Daddy, I Love Him.
Okay. I think my Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is going to be my least favorite.
Okay.
And I think my favorite is going to be Love of My Life, followed by The Alchemy.
Okay.
I'm excited for Florida with Florence and the Machine. I just love exclamation points.
It's going to be pretty good. It's going to be a good vibe, I think.
I'm really excited about that.
You always have loved exclamation points, haven't you?
Yeah, it's my favorite piece of punctuation. so that one's probably going to be my favorite. And then Down Bad, I keep going back to that one. That sounds like that's probably going to be a close second. I'm down
like
bad
good
for it.
Bad?
Good.
Oh, okay. What's your least favorite?
Oh, least favorite? I mean, The Alchemy. That title just.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. The title annoys me already.
I feel like to me, that one's going to be like The Archer.
That's what it made me think of, too, is The Archer.
But I love The Archer. Oof. I am The Archer.
Florida gets 3 exclamation points. Is that going to be political, you think? Because there's not a lot of good news about Florida lately.
Oh, my gosh. You're probably right.
I don't know. Just throwing it out there. I'm going to choose. I think My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is going to be a fun song.
Oh, wow. Okay, so my least favorite
is gonna be Mark's favorite.
Oh wow. Okay, that's
be kind of a paper rings vibe, I think, on that one. And then my least favorite, I am going with
So Long, London.
No, I think that's gonna be nice. I'm gonna go with the Florida. I don't know. That's a weird fit for her.
You're going to go least favorite Florida.
Least favorite Florida.
Wow.
I'm honestly excited to either be proven wrong or right. I like this game.
I do. I play this game often.
I don't like Who's Afraid of Little Old Me either.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like that one.
Okay. I think So Long London is going to be devastating. It's like her goodbye to that time of her, that era.
London Boy is like one of my least favorite Taylor Swift songs of all time. So
it doesn't have to be a sequel, though.
It's going
to
be a sequel. I just feel it in my
bones. I think So Long London is going to be a beautiful song.
It's going to be like, So Long London Boy.
No,
I doubt that.
It's going to be more about like, say goodbye to Big Ben.
Goodbye. Don't care.
Do you think there's a line called Say Goodbye to Big Ben in there?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I really don't think I like Joe Alwyn. The more I learn...
Why? Because I think that...
Oh, you're feeling bad for him?
Well, I don't... I'm very indifferent about Joe Alwyn, if I'm being honest. But I... Trying to even put myself in that position, I don't know... Obviously, we don't know what happened that led to the breakup. But just thinking of a person being in the position of dating the most famous person in the world of our generation, and then you get broken up with, and she's bigger than ever, and now she's dating the biggest athlete, like the most successful
athlete. And they're so public.
And they won the Super Bowl, and everyone's just obsessed, and you can't get away from it. Yikes. So
Mama
I feel
is my boyfriend.
The opposite of love is indifference.
Oh. Taylor lyric.
No.
Oh.
Lumineers.
Oh, right. often confuse those two. Somebody actually posted a video of Taylor Swift dancing to Karma, Ice Spice singing Karma, and they were like, Taylor Swift singing in the crowd and dancing to her own song is so meta. And I was like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Meta?
Yeah.
Meta. It's like calling attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like calling attention, like in a movie, referring to the fact that they're in a movie is very meta.
Yeah. Apparently it was very meta.
Don't know. I guess.
Have y'all watched Ripley on Netflix?
The Rizzler?
it's Rizzler adjacent. It's basically The Talented Mr. Ripley, but it's a series and it's shot in black and white, the whole thing.
No.
It's really good. Haley's obsessed. I've just been like, I don't really focus watch shows. I just sit on my phone and tune in when I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. Every shot looks like a photo. Like every video shot looks like it could be a still photo. It's really cool. Anyways. Good talk.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't watch anything. But you know what I did kind of discover about myself this weekend is just as of late, I noticed that I have like an obsessive personality.
No. Please elaborate.
Oh, a self-discovery.
Yes, it was a self-discovery. And I'm just curious what that means. Like, why do I like that? Like, why am I like this? What does that mean about me? You know, like... I fell in love with this show, The Traitors, and I can't just watch one season and enjoy it. I have now watched every USA season, every UK season, and now I'm in the middle of Australia. And then I will do New Zealand next. And I just get very into those things and I can't stop.
Do you want to know my opinion?
Yes.
I think you like control. I think you crave control over things. And I think you feel like you can relax when you're watching something that's familiar to you. Like, you know, what's going to happen.
Is it because I'm so out of control with my life that I want to be in control with everything else that I can?
I just think you like to control. I don't think this is a negative thing, but
I'm not taking it negatively.
Okay. Yeah. I think this is a human thing, but I think you crave having control in like how you like things to go and how you want the outcome to be. And so I think, you don't. And the thing about life is you don't have control. So I think when you're watching TV, it's in your hands of watching something that you know the format and what's going to happen. And it feels like comforting
familiar,
to you.
Comforting.
And,
yes. Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I think.
Is it a cancer thing? Because I feel like I am very obsessed like this too.
Yeah. Like with Survivor, it's like I watched one season and now I've basically watched like over half of the 40 whatever seasons that the show that exists.
And then I had to think, if my kids were into a show or a singer or anything, I would go on Wikipedia. I would learn everything there was to know about that show and the actors in it and what else they've done and what they've done since. Like, I get very, very obsessed with these things.
Yeah.
And video games. I cannot have video games in the house. Like, I would never own an Xbox or a PS5 or something, whatever it is now, because I know I would never get anything else done. I'd get into some football or baseball video game, and I'd never be able to do anything else.
Maybe it is a cancer thing. I just get so obsessed, and I'm like, I don't love this about myself. So I'm going to work on that in therapy.
Well, no, I think that's such a harmless thing, the harmless TV thing. I think in other areas it's something you should work on, but I don't think what you watch on TV is
it all bleeds together, Becca. The beauty of life is it all bleeds together. Nothing is secular. It's all circular.
Wait, I sent you a TikTok. You remember I sent you a TikTok and I was like, do you relate to this?
Oh, yeah. About how cancers are like the most depressed or something.
Yeah, they're never like satisfied. They always want more and they don't feel satisfied in life.
It wasn't that.
Kind of.
It was like they're like the saddest zodiac signs.
Yeah.
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 I did relate.
Oh, are we? We are one of the saddest
Virgo
zodiac signs?
Virgo and Cancer.
I think it's because cancers are very emotional.
We are.
Yes. I think that's kind of where it comes from.
I got a rough patch coming my way.
Oh.
I have a daughter who turns 18 on Saturday, and then she graduates high school in June. She's singing at graduation, and then she's moving out and going to college.
Oh, right.
So for a Cancer, it's going to be a really rough
few months. Like, okay, let's say if you were not a Cancer as a parent, you were like so excited, your kid's 18, they're out of the house, like next stage of life, next phase, like woohoo, party, but you're going to cry and be sad. I would feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough being a Cancer.
I have a Cancer rising. I mean, Cancer moon.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a little bit of that in me.
I don't know about that.
I do. That's why I get, that's where my more emotional side comes from. Because my friends who are straight Scorpio.
Scorpio side is much more prevalent.
I'm Scorpio, Libra, and Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what any of that means, but I know I got them in me.
Yeah.
Based on my chart. Okay, something really cute happened last night. So we're in bed and I look over at Haley. She's writing something in her notes, or I see her phone up and all I see, you know, on notes when it has like the first thing you type
bigger.
Is big bold.
Yeah.
It said things about Becca.
Oh.
She was writing things about, like, I had like an almond croissant or something. And she was like, you like almond stuff? And I was like, I love like almond pastries. And she wrote it down in the list.
The fact that she still keeps up on her Becca note. Like, I had a Robbie notes page, but that ship sailed. Like, I stopped putting stuff in that after year one.
Shocking.
It was actually really, well, we could say this for next week, but we got into a really big debate over the weekend about being good on paper or being good in person.
Yeah.
And it was very funny because we were in the airport getting ready to get on our flight and we were having this debate. It was just me and Paulina chit-chatting and Robbie was just kind of like sitting across from us, not really listening.
Yeah.
And we were talking about our friend that's dating someone and he's good on paper, but not so good in person, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, like I totally get it. Like, and I like pointed at Robbie, like I totally get it. And then Robbie goes like, excuse me? He's like, what do you mean I'm not good on paper? And I was like, well, you know, you're so much better in person than you are. We got into this whole debate and I was like, I think it's better to be better in person than on paper.
I would be so much more complimented.
Dating, that's all you want is to be good on paper because that's all people see like on the dating apps and stuff.
No.
So it's like chicken or the egg.
No, if I'm dating, I want to be like, I want to blow them away in person. I want to be interesting on paper.
You might not even get the person if you're shitting on paper. Excuse me. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh, Tanya.
My pearls.
That's my pearls.
Wow. That just flew out of my mouth. That was just
potty mouth.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because I would so much rather someone meet me in person and impact them than them read about me on paper and then be underwhelmed.
I know, but what I'm saying is you might not even get the in person if you're bad on paper.
But Robbie's good on paper.
Yeah, what is Robbie not good on paper
in a larger sense?
For?
Like, right, he wasn't great on your paper because it wasn't what you had in mind that we talked about. But generally speaking on paper, he's pretty strong.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very funny because there was a couple sitting right next to us and they were both like hammered. They'd like missed their flight from Mexico. Like, it was like very funny. And the guy leans over and he's like, I don't mean to interrupt in your conversation, ma'am, but I'm 45 with two kids, divorced with two kids, and I'm bad on paper too. Or something like that. It was like very, very funny. So we started talking to like this couple. It was very funny.
That is a very interesting topic.
Yeah. It was very funny.
I think I'd like to be both. I think I'd like to be good on paper and then I'd like to be like great in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie posed a very interesting question at our lunch table.
We need another break.
Oh my gosh, that's a good time. That's a good time.
Yeah, it is
okay,
a good time.
So we'll break and then I'll ask you guys this question.
You want to tease
and
a little more?
Everybody has to go around and answer it one by one. I guess you don't have to answer. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you don't, that's so lame. And you answer the question. And that's how, what I'm going to leave you.
Okay.
It was very, it was very. Okay. It made for a very fun lunch activity.
Okay. All right, okay. Great. We'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, we're back. So Robbie started a new game. What happened? He invented a game?
I don't know if he invented this or what. It just came out of his head. Okay. So I'm just going to accredit him to this game. Okay. He might have seen it somewhere. But so you go around the table and you all say whether you think you yourself are better looking than people see you as or equal to what people see you as. Or worse looking than what people see you as.
Wait, so I'm confused. So what too. People like? Yeah. So
how you see yourself? Are you?
Oh.
And just it's all physical. Mm-hmm. There's no mentalness of this or paper. It's all physical. Do you think that you are? Like I'm wording it wrong.
Yeah, I was like, can we get Robbie on the line?
It's. Do you feel like you are? As good looking as people see you, do you feel like you're more good looking than people see you as, or just about the same?
How do we know how people see us?
Okay, so that's an interesting point.
But is that it? Is it, do you think you're better looking than you actually are?
Yes.
Or the same as you actually are, or you think you're worse looking than you actually are?
Yes. So like, I'll give you my answer.
Okay, great.
I think I am less attractive than people see me as, or close to equal. Like, I don't think I'm this... I don't walk around thinking I'm like this gorgeous being, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably, I see myself less beautiful than other people see me. That was my, like,
okay.
Two of the guys at the table said that they think they're hotter than people see them. Rami was.
Of course.
Yeah, right. So it's funny because it was like, and then one of the guys said he doesn't know how other people view him. So I found that to be interesting too, because I felt like many guys don't either care or see what other people see them as. But every girl had like a different response.
I think I'm equal. Like I would say I'm equal to, like, I think what people, how people view me.
Yeah, that seems good for your self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's not so good for mine. Easton?
I don't like think about, I'm lucky that I don't think about it.
Right, which
often,
is a very, you know, male thing, I very think. Much like so. Men don't think about it.
Yeah, we have to think about all the time.
So in that case, I feel like I am much, much hotter than people give me credit for. That's what I mean. I think that I am much better looking than people think.
Okay. And Mark?
I think there was a time in my life when I thought I was better looking than I was.
Okay, so you had more confidence than you actually...
I was overly confident. Yeah. Where now I think I've got a pretty good gauge on it. I think I'm pretty good.
Leveled out.
Yeah, I'm about a 6, 6.5. And I'm cool with it. I can get to like a 7 if I really dress nicely.
Yeah, yeah, haircut. Your hair. Yeah.
So I think I'm pretty square on now. But there were times when I was way more than reality.
That is very fascinating to just the human brain and the
psychology
men and
of
women.
Men and women. Because Robbie was saying, he's like, I think I'm hotter in my head than I actually am.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true of me too.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, and it was very like prevalent among the men at the table that they felt hotter than they actually were.
But then the fact that we know that we are not as hot as we think we are, isn't that good somehow that we have that level of reality?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's a very interesting. Right? Yeah.
I think there's guys who think they're smoking hot and aren't and don't know that they're not smoking hot.
But I think that there's something that comes with that. Like it's like with men, how they are not afraid to ask for more money or a raise or do you know what I mean? Like men just do it. And women, we have to like have a full spreadsheet and say like why we deserve the raise and like how we add to the company. And like, no, men just go in there and ask, you know, it's like it's very interesting. It's a very psychological brain buster.
Yeah, it is.
And that's true. And we've talked about that too, about how guys have their self-esteem built up.
Yeah.
Whether it's by their parents or their coworkers or whatever, where girls have their self-esteem just squashed their whole life by reality, by society, by social media.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Fun little activity, right?
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Thanks. Glad you all enjoyed it. Take it home and play with your friends.
Yeah. Crush your confidence. With Robbie's new game. Ask your friends to rate you 1 to 10.
Oh my gosh. I think that's it. It's all the time we've got.
Yeah, our special guest of the... Well, I don't know if she's airing this week, but we do have a... Yeah, she is, huh?
A special guest of the week.
Allie Grant, 6 years into doing this podcast, and we finally have Allie Grant. Wow.
She's a busy girl.
She's a busy girl.
Yeah.
But that will be this Thursday's episode, so we will be back again with you for a new episode this week.
So soon. Just a few sleeps away.
Just a few sleeps away. We love you so much. Have a great week. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.